What would it be like if you truly, truly thought that you were a queen?
You do not want someone else to write your story for you. Start writing it for yourself.
Your desires are good. They're meant for you. I don't care what they are. You're good. You're perfect. You don't need to change.
Nothing is truly good. Nothing is truly bad. There is only what is true, what feels like me.
You're the sovereign of your mind and of who you are.
If I am basking in light, there is always going to be a shadow behind me. Not only can you not have light without darkness, but light creates darkness.
In order to be loved, you have to love. It's the only way I think you can receive that love.
Embracing my ancestry and my identity as a witch, as a magical feminine being.
Be who you are without judgment. I call it radical permission. Can we give ourselves radical permission to be who we really are?
Just create. Just do it. Give. You can be the one to receive what you are giving.
We're trying to create a better world, a safe space, a playground of radical permission.
Working with Lilith and us having this similar affinity to her energy and to wanting to help women with this work has just blossomed into this being a place where we want to have conversations about helping other women do that.
The first step is noticing and loving and embracing. This is how we win.
It's time to bow down. An all-new podcast from the Cohere Collective premieres this Friday, March 14th.